The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney. I'll tell you what, Bernie Sanders, as he regroups in Vermont after losing in New York, really there's no path for him if you think about the numbers, but he does have some power. So how does he use that power? In other words, what does he want? What can he possibly get to soothe the fact that there's, even though he's got massive amounts of people, he's like a rock star that want to see him elected, it's not enough to translate into delegates. And it is about delegates. Sorry, that's the way this game is played. Like it or not, life isn't fair. So Bernie Sanders won a lot of counties in New York. And he has the he's the people's choice. There's no question he's the people's choice versus Hillary Clinton for the most part. For the most part, I say. Because not establishment Dems and not those who think, oh, this guy will never get elected. We have to, whether we completely don't like Hillary Clinton or we think she's okay, it doesn't matter. We can't go for him. So now he has to kind of decide here. Does he criticize Clinton more? Does he go for the jugular like he's been doing on Wall Street and elsewhere, talking about other parts of what's different between him and Clinton? But this is classic. It gets messier and messier the more he goes after her, of course. And the loss in New York came after Sanders suggested that Clinton's ties to big business made her unqualified to be president. He mocked her refusal to make public the transcripts of her speeches to Goldman Sachs. He did that in front of thousands and thousands of people at a bunch of giant rallies. He said Clinton's words must have reached the standard of Shakespearean prose, which was actually kind of funny, given the $225,000 fee, speaking fee, she got for delivering them. But they didn't pay off. He lost New York by 16 points, more than most polls had even predicted. And he doesn't have much of a chance of overtaking Clinton in pledged delegates. It would have to be an incredibly extraordinary change in the race. So some people say, and inside his campaign the conversation is, it's an unfair double standard. Clinton plays hardball, but doesn't get harsh media coverage. That's because everybody loves Bernie. Bernie's like your grandpa. He's the dude. He's the man. He's the cool shaggy shag guy. And now when he all of a sudden comes out and attacks her, because that was one of the things he said, I don't play dirty. I'm not going to do that. That changes what he's saying. It's different from what he normally was doing along the campaign trail. I mean, he's been part of the Democratic establishment for a very, very long time. And to his supporters, he sent out an email that said, we still have a path to the nomination. That they're going to try to flip superdelegates into his column. That's what they're going to do. But the tension in this race has to be huge. Because of the Democratic National Committee, they can't like what's happening here. You know who the chairman is, or chairwoman, would be Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And she said, because of the Sanders allegations, that there was something untoward about a joint fundraising agreement the Clinton campaign has with the committee, is what he said. And earlier this year, the Sanders camp clashed, of course, with the DNC over this voter database they had. So they're saying he's going to say this, he's going to say that, he's going to try to get people to vote for him, and that's what that is about. But he's got to have the delegates. I mean, Clinton's lead has to be insurmountable. In the meantime, on the other side, Donald Trump is all about deflecting the comments from people. You know, Hollywood celebs like Mickey Rourke, who was washed up and then came back around again after he made that movie, The Wrestler. So Mickey Rourke says Trump's is the biggest scumbag on the planet. Biggest scumbag on the planet. But he has the delegates. So there might be a massive war brewing over the Republican convention rules. But if you add up the numbers, it comes back to the same thing, just like Hillary Clinton. She has the delegates. He has the delegates. That's how it goes. Now, the RNC Rules Committee is meeting on Thursday because there's all of these people that are saying, you know, you need to change the convention rules. And they're saying maybe you need to change the convention rules so it could be easier for a new Republican presidential candidate to take on Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. That's really the scuttlebutt. And discussion of the rules has created a lot of a backlash. So, during any other year, the committee's work is unnoticed. People aren't interested in it, but they're interested in it now. Rex Priebus has repeatedly argued that the standing committee should not take up any rules changes this week and instead leave any changes to the convention delegates in July because it's out of a hope to ensure the party's neutral and doesn't appear to be pulling the strings. And he's right about that because it's going to seem like it is. The change they're talking about would throw the convention rule book based on the U.S. House rules in favor of a simpler set of rules, and some of you may know them. It's called Robert's Rules of Order. It's the preferred rule book of most government meetings, state, local party levels. That's Robert's Rules. So any changes that would be made could easily be changed once the convention in Cleveland gets underway. They're going to have problems here if they're going to go back and forth over these rules. The Standing Rules Committee has to figure out which way the wind is blowing. So, Donald Trump deflecting those who want to call him names and the Republican Party itself because he knows he is not the choice. And he knows that they're trying to Mickey Mouse him to death over what will happen at this convention. But will there be a revolt in Cleveland? So they have stepped up, as all of you know, the security because of people being furious over the idea of shoving him under a train. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we've got the mailbag. So many of you reacting to the politics, of course, of the day and a few other things as well. I want to tell you this. Harriet Tubman is now going to be on the $20 bill. That'll happen in 2020. So, Andrew Jackson, goodbye. Hello, Harriet Tubman. Think Underground Railroad. A slave who made the way to help other people. Wow, that's huge for the United States of America. We're going to you next via the mail, so stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
But it, and I know it's a cliche, but I'll tell you what, it overflows. You really, really warm me up with the fact that so many of you send your thoughts, send your emails, and terrific stuff. Let's dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So first one up here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This one is from Paul, who says, Kate, boy, I know other people have echoed these same sentiments. I listen every single night. I'm a big fan of yours. If I can't listen, I download it later. And you should tell people there are a lot of places they can go and do that, including GCNLive.com. But there are other ways to do it, too. Yes, and TuneIn is another way, and there are other ways to do that. But as he goes on to say, so I've heard other people on the show say that they're frustrated, can't believe it, and how did the country become this way? And this is why Donald Trump has struck a nerve with his Make America Great Again, because we think America is lousy right now. How sad is that? How do we get to this point in our history? You know, it's there's so many things. It's what's happened in the world and the reaction in the United States to what's happened in the world, what's happened to people economically. You know, you go back to, well, I'll just take the 70s. You go back to the 70s, and it's like you watch that television show, the 70s show. People, seemingly, or at least in our minds, if they had any kind of job, they had time off, they had vacations, they had time with their families. And we, I think, feel just pressed down, overtaxed, burdened by what's other people's mistakes, who are the lawmakers, frustrated by what's coming out of Washington. I mean, it's prevailing. Even people, and I always, that's why I always say, I don't care where you are. If you're left of left and right or moderate or whatever you want to call yourself, there is frustration across all platforms, all ideologies. I think there's very few people saying, yeah, man, I feel really good. We're at a good point in history. Technology's okay. Yeah, some people abuse it. Yeah, there's problems, but it's all good, and there's more opportunity. I don't hear too many people say that. Motivational speakers and the people that they're talking to, but yeah, it does feel that way. All right, let's take another one, because I could talk all night about this philosophy. Let's take another one. This one is from Carol. Kate, I was wondering what you think of some of the television that's out there now. Is there any show that you are a diehard fan of that you have to watch each and every week? I've never gotten that question. I've gotten a question about what do I like, but gosh, diehard fan. It's hard because I watch so much informational kind of things, like from Frontline to occasionally dipping in 60 Minutes, Vice. I love the show. That's it, probably. I love the show called Vice, and it's on HBO, and they go to crazy, wicked, hairy spots of the world and try to expose things that we don't know, like behind the lines in Afghanistan, or they're talking about power and what's going on with power and whatnot. I mean, it could be something that seems mild, but it's fascinating. It's because they take a full 15, 20 minutes or so on a subject, and they take you all the way around it. And I really, Shane Smith is the guy, one of the people who put that together, and I think it's a really, really good show. So that would be it, probably. That would be number one for me. And I do like the Game of Thrones. So my crazy, ridiculous thing would be Game of Thrones, I suppose. All right, Joseph from Illinois, he says, Kate, I can't wait until we figure out what's going to happen with the Republicans. I'm a diehard Republican, but I guess I would qualify or say I'm kind of a moderate, you know, when it comes to the monetary side versus the social side, there's a little bit of a difference there, and I really fear for the Republican Party. It seems, as you have often said, so fractured. And what if the Republicans don't win this time around? If the Republicans don't win this time around, just from the perspective of history, you got to think, so that would be three terms in a row of a Democrat. There would be some retooling of the Republican Party. And, of course, when you have different factions, which the Democrats do too, but when you have factions that won't come in line, we'll say that, okay, this is not my person, I'm furious, I'm very conservative, I don't like what's happening here, I don't like who we're electing, the Republicans are messing up, but are you ultimately throwing in for the good of the overall, or are you saying, nah, I'm not going to go vote. I refuse to vote. Well, when you have more of that, like it's either my person, my philosophy, my way, or forget it, then you have problems when it comes to actual voting. But we have problems with the voting system, I think, in our country anyway. Just the other day in New York, the 125,000 people left off the rolls, crazy nonsense. The fact that, are we electing somebody through the popular vote? I think not. Versus what's happening with the eeny, meeny, miny, mo system, in a sense, because that's what it feels like, the Electoral College, that's what it feels like to me. I get the necessity for it, particularly in the past, and you could say, well, it still wouldn't be fair because of smaller states. Yeah, all of that needs to be examined. I'll take it in a different direction. If I were a think tank person, that's what I'd want to work on. I would want to dive into our election processes. Where are we moving? What do I think the tweaks are? I mean, really deep dive. Do nothing else but that. And I think it'd be pretty cool. I try to do that on the show, but of course, I am fractured and talking about lots of different things. But if I was a think tank person, there would be my focus. How about that? I think it's that important. Let's take another one. This one is from Stan. Kate, I've only emailed your show once before. How about New York? You aren't surprised that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were overwhelming favorites, were you? No, that's an easy one. I wasn't surprised that they were overwhelming favorites, except for that there was a lot of conversation about the way the Republican delegates are, that it might be split up a little bit more and tougher for Trump to get all the delegates because he wouldn't get the full amount. So he would get, instead of three delegates in an area, he'd get two because he didn't get 50% of the vote. But he answered that question. So, no, I think that was the one, that was the only thing heading into New York that I think was a big question. That was it. That was the big question. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Thomas, who says, when does Kasich drop out, Kate? Do you think the people around him are telling him to get out of this thing or not? No, I think the people around him are keeping him in it. Because the idea is, hey, did you see the showing in New York? You know, we won Ohio. But I can't imagine that he's the one who's elected. Of course he's not. He's not the nominee. He's not going to be the Republican nominee. But he hangs around. He can hang around, that's for sure. At this point, I think Cruz is just going to try to play spoiler. I think mathematically, as long as the other two are still in, it's just about spoiling it. But how much vote would Cruz take away? I don't think that much. But it goes back to the same thing. The establishment doesn't want him. You know, voting processes are so interesting. Even think of giant organizations, how people are elected to positions, which is different than when we're talking about the leader of the free world. But in nominating processes. That's why some don't do it that way. You become part of an inner circle, which we couldn't do politically. but you become part of the inner circle, and then you're elected among those people because they don't want it to be out there with the whole organization. They don't want the whole organization to pick apart who's going to be the next president of XYZ. You know, they don't want that. And in this case, there's so many tricky obstacles along the way because of the way the delegates are doled out. And the establishment clearly never really wanted Trump. I mean, what, one guy out of how many? If so, you can see it because everybody would be endorsing him. Everybody would jump on this bandwagon. They would jump on it, they would endorse him, and that would be it. Which is why you saw that sheepish governor of New Jersey behind him and basically endorsing him after he was out, because he knows, he sees the Trump train, and he wants to be in on it. He wants to be there. So he's, of course, going to do that. But really, very few have come forward from the political point of view to jump out in front of Trump. Very, very few have done that. All right, once again, thanks for the overwhelming amount of mail. Remember, you can send it to me at americatonight.net.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
About to begin a journey through the cosmos.
This is what we call mood music. You know what I'm talking about. Mood music, yes. For this show. How about this? Another one bites the dust. Curt Schilling fired by ESPN. See, here's the deal. Curt Schilling wants to say what he wants to say, but he works for ESPN. In other words, we tell you what you can and cannot say. Eventually, we are going to cut you off at the knees. And he had gotten in trouble before for things he had said on Facebook and what he had said in the 140-character world. So basically, they fired him, saying that he was unwilling to temper his controversial comments on social and political topics. And this time he shared a Facebook meme about the transgender issue that a lot of people were offended by. So it's that whole bathroom thing in North Carolina, the bathroom laws. He weighed in on the bathroom laws in several states, most recently, I guess, North Carolina. And the picture that he sent out, the meme he sent out, was let him in. It said that to the bathroom or to the restroom with your daughter or else you're a narrow-minded, judgmental, unloving, racist bigot who needs to die. And it has a picture of a guy, of course, all exaggerated, sort of looking like a awful-looking woman, blah, 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 and then wrote something about that. So he was let go. And I think he knew that that would eventually happen because he'd already been suspended once and he was just going to let his opinions fly no matter what. And that was it. It's what's interesting. And the reason I bring this up is because I say this all the time. We live in the 140 character world for people who are into social media. If you're not, it doesn't matter. And good for you, because then you're not controlled by your devices. But because so much news and whatnot breaks on Twitter, sometimes people, I think they don't think what they're, unless they purposely don't care, and that's good, because then they're just doing what they would do. But it's as though, there's no rules, I'll just say whatever. And we've seen people, a lot of people actually, lose jobs, get in trouble, have to apologize, get suspended, athletes, other people, for things that they've said. It's like that whole thing about the internet. The internet is the wild, wild west, isn't it? It is. Because, and frankly, I think that it's good that it's the wild west. Remember the grab to control what happens on the internet, I think, would be awful. But because of that, it is whatever come see, come saw. Whatever happens, happens. But somewhere where you sign a morals clause, they can make that decision on what works and what doesn't work, and that definitely didn't work for them, and especially since they were looking at Schilling knowing that he's a great baseball analyst. He was a great baseball player, but they had had problems before, and they don't want to rock any boats. They're not looking to rock any boats, especially because of the shrinking media world. They own ABC, and they own some other spots as well. So let me ask you this. The Treasury replaces Andrew Jackson, boom, you're out of there, with Harriet Tubman. And it's interesting because who was saved in this whole thing was Alexander Hamilton, because Hamilton got popular all of a sudden. So he's going to stay on the $10 bill. But what they're going to do is they're changing up a whole bunch of different ways the money will look in 2020. The front, though, will definitely have Harriet Tubman, which I'm fine with that. Time for a lift and something new. And Jackson's image will instead appear on an image of the White House on the back of the 20 bill. The new design for the back of the $10 bill would feature leaders of the suffragist movement, which would be like Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Mott, etc. And the back of the 5 will be changed to show depictions of events of the Lincoln Memorial, at the Lincoln Memorial that shaped the history of our country. Eleanor Roosevelt, Martin Luther King, Marian Anderson. I think it's kind of wild, different, because it's been such a long time since there's been a change, and that is a very big change. Now, Tubman, I think you all know this, but Tubman, you definitely would have heard this certainly growing up in your history books, whatever. Tubman led thousands of slaves, helped them escape to freedom before the end of the Civil War. That was that whole Underground Railroad, and also spied for the Civil War, during the Civil War for the Union Army. And it's a wild, the Harriet Tubman story is just a wild story. I remember when I was a kid hearing that, and then somebody that lived not too far from where I grew up on a big farm, they had the parts of the Underground Railroad where they were hiding people, and that just, wow, as a kid, that just really hit me, that it came to life sort of, for me. So throughout history now, they're saying, look, women have made contributions, and we're going to pay it back. We're going to show them. So I don't think there's too much controversy on this. It doesn't even happen until, like I said, 2020. Former Republican President Ben Carson praised Tubman and said that maybe it would be better on a $2 bill because it's so rare, and going for the rareness of it and whatever, but it's barely in circulation, so that's the problem with that. So anyway, that's a big deal, but it's not happening for a long, long time in our future. 2020 is when that all happens, but they're busy designing it. If you go to a mint, it is the craziest thing to see all those dollars come off, 20s, 100s, all that stuff. Ugh, I can't even imagine working in a mint, because it's like paper. It just is paper, and you realize this is paper. That's why when they start to just print money, let's fix this problem, print money, they really are just printing money, right? That's what they're doing. They're printing money. Absolutely. That's it. It's just money. That's what it is. But it's just paper. It's money, but it's just paper. So it seems like a long time coming as I'm bouncing around a couple different directions because I want to make sure that we touch on a few things besides the political leanings of the day where we're going with it's. I mean, look, it's Trump and it's Clinton unless somehow the Democrats figure out a way to maneuver and they can't and they know that and they don't want it to be Bernie Sanders because that would be even worse. And then for Trump, there's no way establishment people want Trump or they would come out and back him and they're not backing him. So they're trying to Mickey Mouse around the rules of the convention to figure out if they can jack with the convention. And certainly they can if there's not enough delegates. So maybe that's what happens, but boy, oh boy, would that be the place to be? Because the people would be all over this, would be furious about Trump not getting the nomination if that were the case. The other, to me, the other biggie is 9/11 and Saudi Arabia and these 28 pages. The 9/11 Commission buried in the bowels of Congress, the 28 pages that were not put into the commission's findings and then raised a red flag with so many people recently, especially. Now that conversation has really ratcheted up and, you know, what's in the missing 28 pages from the 9/11 inquiry? Bernie Sanders says he won't read the 28 pages, even though he can, because he would have access to that classified document. So if members of Congress force the government to release the secret pages of the 14-year-old commission report, what is going to be revealed? More about the hijackers, more about their origins. And you would have to assume Saudi Arabia. And the connection, let's put it that way. So there is a definite push to declassify this secret chapter. Remember, it was an 838-page inquiry report that was issued in December 2002 by the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, in part because of a lawsuit seeking to hold Saudi Arabia accountable for the attacks. That lawsuit and the allegations contained in those pages may come up during this visit that's happening now with the president to Saudi Arabia. He arrived there on Wednesday morning. But some people who say they know the pages say the release would only flesh out details of events that are well known. That's it. That it's not this big secret, mind-blowing information, that's nonsense. That'll just exacerbate people, just make, add to more problems, but not really in the Saudi Arabia direction. So, you know, so which is it? I mean, what are the allegations? We know the allegations. Assertions about some assistance by the Saudi government officials. But they say the pages, some rumors say the pages don't offer answers about the 9/11 attacks that we didn't know. But I'm curious, and you may be curious too, because now, because this jigsaw puzzle's out there, there are still key questions that have not been answered. Right? Absolutely. All right, stay with us. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo coming up on the flip side.
Anyone who would come around, boasting and bragging.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come in, this is John.
Perfect pancake. Perfect pancake. Perfect pancake. Going to the store. Perfect pancake. Gotta get some more. Perfect pancake. Eating
so much more appropriate.
Perfect pancake.
Right at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. And that means we haven't done this in a while, so it's pretty darn exciting. It's time for another edition of Fruits and Nuts Shredded. And bingo!
Bingo!
That's right, bingo. You got to keep shaking that rattle because you can't get enough of it. We've got, of course, Nathan Reeder with us. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Of course, it's me.
Of course it is. It's you. So what do you think about this? Harriet Tubman to be the first African-American, the first woman on U.S. currency. She's got her spot on the bills. It happens in 2020. A lot of the world is buzzing over this. She replaces former President Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. I say bravo. I think it's a great move.
Sure.
Yeah. Because who were they going to put on there? Katy Perry? The Go-Go's? I don't know. In all seriousness, they were looking at Eleanor. Somebody said that to me. Somebody wrote me an email about that. They were looking at Eleanor Roosevelt. They were looking at Martin Luther King, who's also going to be on there, by the way. For other women, they were talking about all kinds of women that have made history. And instead they settled with her, and then they're going to put these other women on some of the other notes, the back side of them. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. How's the value of the dollar going? We might as well just make it pretty.
Exactly.
It's just art for us.
Liven it up. It is art.
And you know, it's got a lot of symbols on it, and you got to change those symbols up.
Yes.
Come on.
I agree. Change them up. Yeah, I agree.
Those people were 200, 300-year-old representations. The kids need something nicer, okay?
They need something different, exactly. Well, and especially, too, in one way, history, because how many, what's history like now? What are we talking about in history classes? You get further and further down the line and much more removed, and, you know, that's also part of the deal. All right, let's move on to something else. That doesn't take place until 2020 anyway, just so you know. How about this guy? A man was arrested with 317 pounds of pot in his minivan. Philadelphia man during a traffic stop in Rhode Island. You can't get nabbed when you're carrying that much pot.
Well, he just did.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. I've got a pot van. Maybe he's paranoid looking out of both sides of the window. Oh, no, I'm going to go drive slow. And then he gets pulled over for driving slow. And sure enough, he's got all of that pot in there. And so they nailed him. Oh, my.
Just too many stops at coffee shops. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say bingo for that because I think it's funny.
I'm just going to go with shred it because that happens all over the country.
It does happen all over the country. You just don't hear it. Okay, here's one for you. I personally, you know, I don't like to camp. I did before, but now, it's not my thing now. So when you camp, you know, you rough it. You got to rough it when it comes to bathroom facilities and whatnot. I think in our everyday life, the more convenient it is, the better. So there's a religious organization that sued the city of San Francisco to remove an open-air urinal from a popular park because they're saying it's, you know, it's ridiculous that they have an open-air urinal and there's too many people that get off the trains and go by it. And it's only screened with plants for privacy. It has no hand-washing facilities. They say it's offensive to manners and morals. The lawsuit alleges that the item installed in February discriminates against women and the disabled and exposes those who use it to shame and embarrassment. An open-air urination hole is what they call it, violating the privacy of those who need to use the restroom. It's right by the train. If you got off the train, you would see it. It's in...
You said it's in San Francisco?
It's in San Francisco. It's in the Dolores Park. It's an iconic kind of park, and it's right there. It's across from a figure, a concrete circular urinal is what it is, and you can see it. It's a, almost looks like a landmark now.
Oh, yeah, that's... I'm looking at it right now, and that's... They're, what plants?
What? Yeah, what plants? Someone removed them. When you gotta go, you gotta go, though, right?
Hey, I've definitely been in New York before, and, you know, in Chicago. All of those big places that don't let you go into places that you're not spending money.
Right,
and
right.
Pee, so you're peeing outside, but yeah, I understand kind of why that would happen. I don't think I would sue. There might be some other places you could probably put those things that aren't, you know, right out in the park like that, or at least really do have trees around. I mean, how much more? There are homeless shelters that are being built for so cheap that are all mobile and could be the same kind of cheap material that probably costs less than this little gate thing with the... I don't understand how those aren't being qualified as options for municipal spending for this kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's weird. I agree, it's weird. They have to come up with a better plan, because you get stuck, you're in that situation. I mean, listen, we're humans, so you got to figure it out. There's got to be a better way. Absolutely. And some cities, smaller cities, they have facilities all over the place and in parks, and it's easy to find them. So are we going to table? What are we calling that one? What are you calling it? Fruits and Nuts Shredded Bingo?
A little fruity bingo.
Fruity bingo, I like it. That's like fruity pebbles. A little fruity bingo. All right, how about this one? This could be fair or foul, depending on your point of view. Social media feeds are going to start to tell you if drunk driving offenders are let off too easy. This is in New Mexico.
What does that even mean?
Well, the state is going to pay people from Mothers Against Drunk Driving to monitor court hearings by judges who are routinely lenient in drunk driving cases. That's what the governor, Suzanne Martinez, announced. And so the program is joining other programs in the nation that do the same thing. They're going to publicize crimes by repeat offenders, and they're so that everybody knows who they are, and also release the judge's name, which you could find that out, but they're just going to make it easy for everybody. Here's this judge. Look at this person. The number of people killed in drunk driving crashes, they say, last year in New Mexico decreased by 28%, marking a 36-year low for those kind of deaths in a state that has had a lot of trouble with high DWI rates.
And they think that's all contributed to Matt?
Yeah, and so that's what their Mothers Against Driving got, a two-year, $800,000 contract to attend the hearings in at least five New Mexico counties hit hard by drunk driving arrests and deaths, and monitor that and put that out there. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's big money, too. 2 years, have enough people at all those courtrooms, and then go and do that and pump that out. Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, that is a wow.
It's cheaper than having more people work on either side of that
equation. That. Yes.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know this. I'm kind of, you know, the American Civil Liberties Union is reviewing the program. They're not happy about it because they're saying it's a public relations stunt.
Yeah.
It takes the focus off of DUI prevention, and it tries to put the blame on the judges and the prosecutors, and that blaming a judge for not enough conviction rates is like blaming a baseball umpire for not enough strikeouts, is what one guy said.
Yeah, well, I'm not necessarily against holding people responsible, but you're right. It is, it's a lean on the wrong intention of that argument, really.
Yeah, so I'm going to call it. What are you going to call it?
I don't know. I'm kind of going to call it a bingo.
Bingo. Bingo for many reasons, and for many reasons not, so I'm giving it a bingo, too. Thanks, Nathan. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
Why did you leave the keys upon the table?
You said you wanted to.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.